All right, if everybody could find their seats, just take a second here for everybody to get comfortable. We're about to get started. All right, the Committee on Environmental Preservation and Conservation will now come to order. Kim, please call the roll.
Chair Bradley?
Here.
Senator Stewart?
Here.
Senator Bean?
Here.
Senator Book?
Here.
Senator Farmer? Senator Flores?
Here.
Senator Huckel?
Here.
Senator Hudson? Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Tadeo?
Here.
Quorum present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Kim. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to our administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We have two bills today. Tab 1, SB 168, a bill titled Non-Native Animals. It's a bill filed by Senator Stube. Senator Stube, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill directs FWC to create a pilot program to mitigate the impact of invasive species on public lands or waters. These invasive species include tegus, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, maybe it's tigus, I don't know, pythons, Nile monitors, and lionfish. In my area of the state, lionfish have become increasingly a problem going after all of our native fish in our corals and reefs on the eastern side of the state. The bill requires FWC to submit a report on the findings and recommendations of the pilot program to the governor, president of the Senate, speaker of the House. It includes $300,000 for fiscal year 18-19 and 19-20 for the purpose of implementing the statute, and that is the bill.
All right. Having heard the presentation, are there any questions on the bill? Anyone? I do have one appearance card. Bob Harris with the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association. Bob? They waive and support. Thank you, Bob. Is there any debate on the bill? Any debate on the bill?
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry to be late. Can we express waive and support, please? I'll turn it
sure. Hold on 1 second. If you could give me a second, Senator. Come on up, because you didn't have a chance to submit a card, and that's okay. Happy to have you here today. Just state your name and your organization that we all know you represent and your position on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. David Cullen for Sierra Club, Florida, and we wave in support of this bill. We think it's important in terms of dealing with the invasive species.
Thank you for being here today. Good to see you. Okay, anybody else? Anyone else that may have come in late? Okay. Now, we're going to go back to Senator Stube, who is, I didn't see any debate on the bill. Oh, I do have.
Thank you.
1 second, Senator Stube. Chair Book.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know that I have some constituents, especially after the very cold weather, that have expressed a lot of concern about iguanas. And so I wanted to just ask if perhaps we could entertain adding iguanas to the list see if we could have that conversation. And I haven't gotten a chance to see you yet, so
yeah.
It's been a rapid fire little bit of time that we've been here. So,
Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Yeah, I actually had somebody from your neck of the woods reach out to me in regards to the issue. I'm happy to look at that. In some conversations on the surface that I've had with FWC, they had a little bit of concerns with it. But I'm happy to look at that as the bill moves forward, and I'd like to talk to them, too, and kind of get their input on it as well.
Sure. No problem, Senator Book. Any other questions? Any other questions? Any debate? And we've gone through the appearance form process, and I don't see anybody in the audience that's looking to speak on the bill. Senator Stube, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Waive close, Mr. Chair.
Senator Stube, having waived his close, please call the roll, Kim, on SB 168.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Chair Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 168 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, sir. Good bill. Tab 2, SB 670. It's a bill dealing with ratification of rules of the St. John's River Water Management District. It's a bill that Senator Baxley is, this is dealing with an issue in his area of the state. My district is near this area of the state. He and I's district touch one another, very important part of the state of Florida. And he's here to tell us about this good bill. You're recognized, Senator Baxley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you've described, this is part of the St. John's River Water Management District management area, and it has to do with Silver Springs and prevention strategy. This bill, 670, seeks legislative ratification for a statutorily mandated prevention strategy rule for Silver Springs that was established by the St. John's River Water Management District, and it does require legislative ratification of the rule, and there's an estimated financial impact, roughly $1 million over 5 years to implement this requirement. But it's basically coming back to have us approve the rule statutorily.
All right, having heard the explanation from Senator Baxley, are there any questions on the bill about Silver Springs, which is such an important part of our state's heritage and history, particularly when it comes to the tourism industry? No questions in any appearance forms on the bill. I do have one. Lisa Kelly, Chief of Staff for the St. John's River Water Management District. They wave in support. Thank you, Ms. Kelly. Is there any debate on the bill? Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Baxley, you're recognized to close. Oh, there is. Here we go again. He turned in a card this time. I just didn't see the appearance record. And I apologize, David. David Cullen with Sierra Club. You're recognized for any comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I apologize for being late and not getting the paperwork in timely. Sierra Club has significant concerns about this rule. We are afraid that this is the MFL has been established in such a way as to make it possible to provide more pumping for the Sleepy Creek development. This was brought recently to my attention, so I apologize to the sponsor for not having been able to come by and speak with you. When I get more details, I will certainly do that, but we did want to be on the record as opposing this rule at this point.
Okay. Anybody else with any appearance forms? Anyone? All right, is there any debate on the bill? Senator Farmer, you're recognized.
Thank you. I was able to study the bill just a little bit before here. Going to support it today. I hold the Sierra Club in high regard. They've done a good job, I think, protecting our resources, and so we'll want to hear more about the concern. But I just want to say that my support of the bill today is in no way related to how delicious I found Senator Baxley's candies to be that were delivered today. Particularly the peanut sweet butter melt-aways, because those things are delicious, and I got to get more of those. So,
I can help you with that,
Mr. Chair.
It's a good point, Senator Farmer. They were delicious.
And all of us are fat.
All right, any other debate? Senator Baxley, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you very much. I would just underline that Florida statutes required the adoption of minimum flows and levels for Silver Springs and other outstanding Florida springs by July 1st, 2017. And it does require that it come back here. The legislature must ratify the prevention strategy. And it does have to do to make sure that we have adequate water supplies and that we're not overpumping and stressing the spring to a level that it can't meet obligations of nature and of the needs of the people. I love Silver Springs. You know, I'm a Florida native, fifth-generation Floridian. I was born in Ocala. The springs has been a part of my life. It's the granddaddy of all the beautiful springs we have, north-central Florida. It's one of the largest, has a great history. And I assure you I would not be carrying this bill if I didn't think it would be in good health for the spring and good health for the water supply of the region. We've also done some other great things for Silver Springs, acquiring properties surrounding to try to minimize nutrient levels being increased. I just think it's a good effort of balancing what's been done to make sure we can meet the needs of our people, but at the same time protect this precious treasure, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Baxley. Kim, please call the roll on SB 670.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Flores?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Chair Bradley?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 670 is reported favorably. Thank you, sir.
I guess the Baxley chocolates worked and everybody was sweet today. God bless you.
All right, senators, is there any other business before the committee today? Seeing none, Senator Bean moves we adjourn. Without objection, this meeting is adjourned.